Welcome. You are listening to a recording provided for the use of the blind and print impaired. Materials or items read on Airs LA are the copyright property of the original authors and publishers. No unauthorized use or duplication is permitted. Hello, this is Leah Rains, and welcome to this podcast series titled 16 Months to Sumter, brought to you by Airs LA. This podcast series is a collection of newspaper editorials from around the country detailing the shifting tides of emotion and opinion in the 16 months leading to Southern secession and the American Civil War. This series details the time frame January 1860 through May 1861. The series comes from the website historians.org. January 19th, 1860. Leavenworth Daily Times, Leavenworth, Kansas. Congress. The action of the House will not be lost upon the country or its future. Instead of weakening the Union, it will strengthen it. Instead of consolidating the South, it will divide it. An end will come to disorganizers in and out of the House, and that end will be peace to the Republic after a while. Let us, with this view, glance at some important facts. First, the Republicans have wasted no time in talk. "Let us organize and go to work," said. And say they, "We are for the whole country, and under the Constitution, will look to its business and do it as it should be done. We are no agitators, we are law-abiding." Second, the disunionists and disorganizers are of and from the South, and these men, a large body, declare frankly their object. "We will perpetuate the discord," said, and say they, "We will stay as we are till 61. We will not submit to Republican rule." To all this, the Republicans make no reply in words. "Let us vote, let us act," is their motto, and it is a good one, the best they can follow, for if Sherman should be elected Speaker, as we believe he will be this or next week, the fire eaters will submit, get their pay, and everything will go on as usual. The first test will be on the plurality rule. Indirectly, it has been voted down by 2-majority, but this, on the part of some 6 members, meant to declare and did declare only that they were not ready yet for an organization. This time is rapidly nearing, in our belief. We should not be surprised, indeed, to hear any hour of any day this week that Sherman was elected and the House organized. As it is, the country is patient. It sees, knows, and understands who are the disorganizers and what they are after, and it will remember them in the presidential contest with a withering rebuke. If you want to learn more about Airs LA and the types of programs we offer, follow us by clicking on any of the social media links at the top of our webpages. If you like what you see or hear, please click the like button. This podcast is for the sole use of our blind and print impaired audience. Any unauthorized use is prohibited. We'll be back again next time with more editorials from 16 Months to Sumter. I'm Leah Rains, and thanks for listening.